joy that if we didn't know better, we would think that America just won the World Cup.
我们听了这么高兴的欢呼，我们以为是美国队赢了世界杯足球赛了。
But it's just pizza being delivered.
实际上只是披萨来了。
It's unfair to say that only Chinese people like to eat.
当然说只有中国人喜欢吃是不公平的。
Eating is one of the more pleasurable things in life.
吃是很生活中很多可以享受的事情之一。
When you attend a banquet, it's not just eating food.
当你参加宴席的时候，你并不是只是去吃饭。
At banquet, you expect great company as well as a good meal.
你去参加宴会，你主要是能见到很多你喜欢的人啊啊，然后同时又吃到好吃的。
So here, Jesus chooses a feast at a banquet as a symbol of an earthly idea that reflects the joy of being in God's kingdom.
所以这里耶稣用宴席这个就是我们属世的人都能知道明白的事情来形容在神的国度里的喜乐。
A banquet not only reflects joy, but usually banquets are thrown in for celebration of a significant event in one's life.
因为一个宴席不只是来反映我们的喜乐，通常宴席是为了一件很重要的事情来开的。
Events such as marriage, graduation, or a milestone birthday.
比如说像是结婚啦，或者是有学生毕业了，或者是一个很重要的生日。
The partakers of the banquet are usually attending because they're celebrating with the host.
参加宴会的这些人通常是来帮助这个主人一起来庆祝这个事情。
The gathering is symbolic of friendships.
大家的聚会实际上是一种友好的象征。
You don't sit down for a banquet with your enemies.
因为你不会和你的敌人坐在一起吃饭。
The one exception to that rule.Would be when one party is trying to make peace with another party.
唯一的例外就是，当你想和那个你的敌人谈和的时候，你才会和他坐下来吃饭。
In general, banquets are taken together with friends.
一般来说，宴会都是和朋友一起吃的。
We learn this parable that God is preparing a banquet, and many are invited.
所以，我们知道神在准备一个很大的宴席，我们好多人都被邀请了。
How would you like to eat at God's big table?
你是否愿意和神同桌吃宴席呢？
Imagine what kind of food God could present.
你会想到神会给我们提供什么样的食物呢？
This is a God who created the universe by speaking into being.
我们的神是创造宇宙万物，就是一句话就可以造天地的神。
This is a God who created the very idea of food.
我们的神也是给了我们食物的神。
The God who designed our taste buds and stomachs.
也是给我们了味觉和胃的神。
If anyone knows how to give us a pleasurable experience, this is the one who created us.
如果有一个人可以给我们就是一个很愉快的吃的享受，那么这个人就是神。
And this is the one who breathed life into our bodies.
这个神就是用他的一口气给了我们生命。
Furthermore, eating at this banquet would mean that we have a friendship with God.
更进一步的讲和去参加神的宴席是表明我们和神的友好。
There's this theory called 6 degrees of separation.
有一个理论叫做六度隔离。
It goes like this.
是这样的。
You know a friend who knows a friend who knows a friend.
你知道一个朋友，他的朋友和他朋友的朋友。
And each friend is at 1 degree of separation.
每一个朋友代表着一度的隔离。
If you pick 2 random people in the world, they will only be separated by 6 degrees of separation.
如果你随机的从这个世界上找两个人，那么他们实际上也只是可能就是只有六度的隔离。
I hear with Facebook that's actually got smaller.
实际上就因为这个脸书这个隔离是越来越小。
So it's likely that you're no more than 6 degrees of separation from knowing the President of the United States or the newborn in a faraway province in China.
所以就是实际上很可能你和美国的总统或者是一个在遥远中国一个很偏远的地方新生儿可能都没有六度的隔离。
I'm 2 degrees separated from the President of the United States.
塞蒙和那个美国总统实际上只有两度的隔离。
Yeah, I could hardly expect an invitation to the White House for a banquet.
可是呢，即使这样，但是也很难指望白宫下次开宴会的时候被邀请。
How would you like to have no separation between you and God?
那么 你是不是想和神没有任何隔绝呢？
The Bible says that we're invited to such a banquet.
圣经上说我们被请去参加这样的宴会。
We're invited by God to join him at his table.
我们是被神邀请去和他同席。
By the way, this banquet is representative of heaven.
顺便讲一下，这里讲的宴席实际上是指的是天堂。
So in your hands, we hold an invitation to join God in the place where He lives forever.
所以你手上有这么一份邀请，是神请你去他所住的住的地方。
Now we know in this parable that many are invited, but few are chosen.
所以我们看到就是今天讲的这个比喻里，好多人被邀请，但是很少人
去。What does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？
Well, first, we know that everyone who's invited, who goes must be a friend of God.
首先我们要知道每个人被邀请的都是神的朋友。
But the problem is in our natural state, man is the enemy of God.
但事实上以我们天性来讲，人是实际上是神的敌人。
This is not a comforting thought.
想到这里我们会很不安。
That we are enemies of the most powerful being.
我们竟是那位大能者的敌人。
So we must first examine why we're enemies of God.And what we can do about it, or what can be done about it.
所以我们要先看看我们为什么是神的敌人，而且我们能怎么样来做来改正这个办法。
The Bible teaches that once, it says this for everyone, once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior.
所以圣经提醒我们曾经是因为违反了神的法规，所以我们变成了神的敌人。
We're enemies of God because we break God's rules.
我们是神的敌人，因为我们违背了神的律法。
The Bible calls it sin.
圣经跟这个叫做罪。
A sin is any words or deeds that thought words or deeds that go against God.
罪实际上就是那些违反神的行为，或者是想法，或者是所做出的一些事情。
Some examples of sin could be found in Ten Commandments.
十大诫命中我们可以找到一些罪的例子。
Such as worshiping false gods.
比如说是敬拜假神。
Dishonoring parents.
不尊敬你的父母。
Murder.
谋杀。
Unfaithfulness in marriage.
对婚姻不忠。
Stealing, lying, and being greedy.
偷盗、撒谎或者是贪婪。
For what God has not given you.
就是想要那些神还没有给你的那些。
When we do these things, we break the laws that God gave us to keep His creation in working order.
当我们做这些事情的时候，我们就违反了神的律法，而神的这些律法是要保证他所创造的世界有秩序。
We can see that this universe, this cosmos, is an intricate system that's interconnected.
我们可以看到这个宇宙实际上是一个很微妙的系统。
One action produces multiple consequences.
每一部分都是相连的。那么有一个有一部分会导致另一部分有反应。
One sin often leads to multiple sins.
一个罪通常会导致多种的罪。
If you ever see children fight, you know how things can escalate rather quickly.
你如果要是看到小孩子们吵架的话，你就可以看到很快这个吵架就会升级。
This may or may not have happened last week.
这个可能上个星期也许看发生了。
A careless action by a child could be returned by a harsh word by another child.
有一个小孩子的不经意的行为，可能就会引起另一个孩子的很苛刻的回答。
And then that harsh word may be returned by a shove, a push.
那么这个苛刻的这个话语可能就会导致互相的推搡。
And we've let this go, a fist fight may break out.
然后如果我们要是不管他，让他们就是这样下去了，很快大家就会动拳了。
And the nose may be broken.
然后可能有的人鼻子就会打破了。
As bad as an unforgiving child may be.
那么看到这些就是不愿意原谅别人的这些小孩子有多么糟糕的话，
Breaking the working order of God's creation pales in comparison to offenses against God himself.
那么违反神所创造的这些规律律法实际上要比我们违反冒犯神更厉害。
Because we choose to ignore God and try to run the world in our own way, we make ourselves enemies of God.
因为我们如果不理睬神，一意自以为是的话，那么 我们实际上就变成了神的敌人。
As sinners, we don't deserve to be sitting at God's banquet table.
作为罪人的话，我们不配坐在神的宴席上。
And we cannot enter into God's kingdom.
我们也不能进入神的国度。
Yeah, you see, God is inviting us to be friends once again.
可是你看，神再次邀请我们作为他的朋友。
God is choosing to reconcile all relationship.
神选择要与我们和好。
We were once enemies. He wants to offer us a friendship by inviting us back to the banquet.
我们曾经是他的敌人，现在他要显示他的友好，邀请我们去他的宴席。
When God first created Adam and Eve, mankind wants to have a relationship with God.
起初神造亚当和夏娃的时候，人是应该和神有一个很好的关系的。
But because of sin, that relationship turned from friendship to enmity.
但是因为我们的罪，我们这种友好的关系很快就变成了敌对的关系。
And now God is calling us once again to fulfill our original purpose in life, in creation.
现在神再次呼召我们啊，以恢复他最初创造我们的目的，就是和神有和好。
By calling us to return to a friendship with God.
就是啊，和神和好。
This is the core of the Christian teaching, the gospel, good news.
这个就是基督教啊教义的核心。
That though we're once enemies of God, undeserving of friendship with God.
那我们曾经是我们曾经是神的敌人，而且不配神的友好。
We deserve everlasting punishment for our deeds against God. God is offering us forgiveness for our sins.
相反，我们是配得这个就是永久的惩罚。可是现在神，神却原谅我们的罪。
God did this by having Jesus pay the death penalty for our sins.
神原谅我们罪是通过让耶稣来为我们的罪担付了惩罚。
So the judgment of God for our disobedience is put onto Jesus.
所以我们这个一些不服从对这个对我们的惩罚，实际上就是耶稣替了我们受了这个惩罚。
This is good news for all people.
这就是对每个人的福音。
The verse that we read earlier continues into this next verse in verse 22.
我们前面读的这个圣经就是会实际上是一个下面这个经文的记
叙。But now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight, without blemish and free from accusation.
What's that? The colors? Oh, 如今他借着基督的肉身受死，叫你们与自己和好，都成了圣洁，没有瑕疵。无可责备，把你们引到自己面前。
Anyone who wishes to believe and follow Jesus will restore their relationship with God.
所以任何人如果是相信耶稣并跟随他的话，你和神的关系就会和好。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only son that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
因为神爱世人，因为神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Now this seems pretty easy. Why would you not go to the banquet?
那么这个看起来很简单，你为什么不会去神的宴席呢？
Yet we read in today's parable, many people do not believe.
可是今天我们读了今天的这个比喻，我们知道有好多人不相信。
And though they receive the invitation.They made excuses.
尽管他们接到这个邀请，但是他们还会找各种各样的借口。
Let's look at some of the excuses.
现在我们来看看他们都是什么样的借口。
But all through my life began to make excuses. The first said to him, I have brought a field and I must go out and see it. Please have me excused.
所以他们第一个人第一个人就说我刚刚买了一块地，那个我要去看一下。
And verse 19 says, And another said, I have brought 5 yoke of oxen. I must go examine them. Please have me excused.
另外一个人说，我刚买了5条牛，我要去试一下。
Another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come.
另外一个人说，我刚刚结婚，所以我不能来。
These excuses given in the parable are similar to excuses that people have today for not taking God's invitation.
这个比喻里面所给的这些借口和现在我们一般大家要给的借口是差不多的。
Many of us see the benefit of following Jesus and having a relationship with God.
尽管好些人看到跟随耶稣和神和好的这种好处，
But many people also make excuses.
但是好多人还是找各种各样的借口。
Once the excuses are work related or school related.
有些借口是跟学校有关，有时跟工作有关。
The first two invited guests rather secure the business transactions than go to the banquet.
头两个客人他们就是宁可要验收他们最新的交易而不要去参加宴席。
From their transactions we figure that they're rather wealthy people, they're not poor.
从他们所最近的成交你可以看到他们不是穷人。
But it is evident that they care more for their wealth than entering into God's kingdom.
所以很显然他们关心自己的财富胜于要进入神的国度。
This is all too common in our society.
这个在我们现今社会中实际上很常见。
Many people have good intentions of following God, but their careers get in the way.
好多人是想跟随耶稣，但是他们的职业是给他们带来的很多困难。
If the boss asks you to volunteer to work on Sunday,
比如说老板要求他们周末加班。
And you've already set Sunday mornings as a time dedicated to worship God. What do you do?
那么你星期天已经是应该是安排去教会去做主日崇拜，那么你做什么怎么办？
Sadly, many people choose to please the bosses at work rather than treat God as their boss.
很可惜的是，好多人就是去听老板的话，星期天去加班，而不是来教会。
Many mature Christians have a chance for promotion that requires relocation.
好多基督徒也有这个就是被提升的机会，但是这个提升机会要求他们要搬家。
And many times.The factor of finding a good church does not factor into the decision-making process.
而且常常是他们搬家，是否搬家，他们考虑的这些因素呢？是否能找到一个很好的教会，并不是他们考虑的因素。
The Bible does not teach that labor, work, or money is bad.
圣经并不是说我们这些工作是什么坏事情。
But let's not make the mistake of missing the invitation because we love money more than God.
但是请要记住，我们不要犯错误，就是是因为了钱而误了去神的宴席。
The third invitee had a parable. In the parable, had an excuse of family. He just got married.
那么第三个人的借口就是是他以家庭做借口，因为他最近刚结婚。
Family activities are important.
家庭活动实际上是很重要的。
And God values a good marriage.
神也很重视一个很好的婚姻。
And a caring family, being caring parents.
而且就是照顾父母。
But marriage and family can be excused for many to keep them from God.
但是婚姻和家庭有时候会成为一个借口，使得人们不能亲近神。
You want your children to have the best in this world. You want your children to have the best the world has to offer.
你想给你的孩子这个世界上最好的。
You challenge them to attend the best schools.
你把他们送到最好的学校。
Get into the best programs.
参加一些最好的一些活动。
And outside of school, you want them to excel at sports.
在校外的话，你希望他们能在体育上活这些
arts and music. Yeah.
在体育上、艺术、音乐上有所成就。
All these take a lot of time.
所有这一切都要花时间。
Now Saturday, you want your children to attend Chinese school so they can learn some Chinese.
星期六你又要让孩子去中文学校，他们可以学一些中文。
As your children get closer to applying for college, they have volunteer work.
当你们孩子长大快要上大学的时候，然后你又让他们去参加好多义工。
Or work on the side.
或者是有一些工作。
Of course, they have their own hobbies and friends.
当然这些他们也有。当然他们也有自己的爱好和朋友，这也是花时间的。
None of these activities are bad themselves.
实际上就是这些活动他们本身并不没有错。
But now in giving your children so many opportunities to chase after the best of this world, your time is now limited to driving them around. and your schedule is dictated by their private lessons and competitions.
但是，你给你的孩子这么多的机会的话，实际上，实际上你自己的时间就是很受限了。你就是每天要开车带他们到各地方去，然后你的日程表也是被他们的这些课程和竞赛活动来控制。
You juggle the schedule on top of your already busy work schedules.
你本身你自己的工作已经很忙了，然后再加上孩子的这些活动。
So you can provide the best that money can buy for your family.
你这样忙是，所以是指望着你可以就是有钱来来使你的孩子能参加这些活动。
And now God calls you to follow Him.
但是现在神呼召你要跟随他。
But you realize you already have a God.
这时候你忽然发现你已经有了一个神。
The God that you serve is your children.
你的神实际上就是你的孩子。
Thus, instead you make excuse to God that instead of going to His banquet, you would tend to your family.
所以你就找借口对神说啊，你不会去他的宴席，因为你要照顾你自己的家庭。
And doing so, you meet the goal of giving your children the best that this world has to offer.
你这样做的话，你确实是给了你的孩子这个世界上最好。
At the expense of being blind to the things of God.
可是你的代价就是，就是神能给予的超于这个世界上最好的东西。
But keep in mind, the best in this world is only temporary.
就你们要知道，这个世界上最好的东西实际上是暂时的。
In this case, you not only hurt yourselves in that you chose not to follow God.
就是这里你不仅是对你自己不利，因为而且你的孩子没有选择神。
You're setting your children a course that teaches them that the things of the world are worthy to chase after compared to the things of God.
那么你同时你又是给你的孩子指了一条路，那么这条路就是讲这个世界上最好的这些东西呢，实际上要比跟随神更好。
However, Jesus offers this warning.
可是耶稣给了我们这样一个警告。
What good is it for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit his soul?
人就是得全世界赎上自己的生命有什么意呢？
God is calling you to a banquet.
神在呼召你去他的宴席。
Will you accept the invitation or make excuse?
你会接受这个邀请还是要找借口？
There's a warning here.
这里有一个警告。
What did the master do when excuses were made?
当这个主人听到好多人的借口的话，他做了什么？
Verse 14 tells that he was angry.
十四节告诉我们他很生气。
The banquet was already set.
这个宴会已经设置好了。
The calf has been slaughtered.
小牛也被杀了。
And the meal is prepared.
饭也都准备好了。
So the invitations were rescinded and given to others.
那么结果呢？是他把这些邀请都撤回，反而给到别人。
You see, God is calling you today to turn from your sins and follow Jesus.
我们看到神今天在呼召我们要远离我们的罪，跟随耶稣。
If you make an excuse today, the invitation may not be there tomorrow.
我们今天如果是找借口的话，那么明天这个邀请可能就不在了。
It may be given to others.
也可能就给别人。
As long as God is speaking to you, we must obey, lest we face God's anger.
只要神对我们说话的话，我们一定要服从，不然的话，我们就要面对神的愤怒。
We risk losing opportunity to be friends with God.
我们会丢掉重新和好的与神重新和好的机会。
The invitation is in your hands.
这个邀请书是在你的手里。
Yes, we're all enemies of God.
可是我们都是神的敌人。
But a peace offering has been made on the cross.
但是一个和平的、一个和好的邀请已经。
The table has been set.
这个宴席已经摆好。
Will you accept the invitation from God?
你要不要接受神的邀请？
He's waiting patiently, but there's a time when the invitation may be taken away.
神一直在耐心地等，但是总有一天这个邀请要被拿走。
I pray that you would choose peace with God and join us in the joy and blessings at His table.
我希望你们会接受神的邀请，参加神的宴席，与他同坐。